Blog Talk Radio.
Truth be told, it's about the time to get to the bottom line. No filter, no hesitation. It's time for truth be told. Top of the hour, middle of the day. But before you lay your head, let the truth be told. City to city, we get in it. Can you feel me? Let's get to the nitty gritty. It's time for truth be told.
Hey, yo, what's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. Once again, you know it's Wednesday. It's hump day. You right here with Truth Be Told on the one and only Dial House Radio. You can check your girl out at MZ_STL at Twitter, or check out the crew at TruthBeTold_DHR, or the whole Dial House family, because here at Dial House Radio, we do go hard 7 days a week. Check them out at dialhouseradio.com or dialhouse_radio at Twitter. But, hey, without any further ado, before I go any further, let me get the other two-thirds of this dynasty on the line to kick it off with me. Hey, the real Mr. Timer, what time is it, baby?
What's good, y'all? Mr. Timer in the building. All's real. What's poppin'?
Oh, man, ain't nothing to it but to do what you did, you know what I'm saying? What's up with the boss, Floss? Floss the boss. You in here with us, baby?
For sure, for sure. You know it's the boss, Floss. You know what I'm saying? I'm right here. Y'all can get at me at the boss, Floss on Twitter. How y'all feeling, fam?
Oh, we all good. We all good. Tommy, you got a handle for him today?
Hit me up at the real Mr. Timer, Twitter. Keep it moving, baby.
Okay. Hey, yeah, we got a nice little show planned for y'all. We got, you know, of course, the hot topics and all those things of that thorough nature. I do want to say, shout out to B.B. King. Well, not actually a shout out, but, you know, rest in peace, because he did recently passed away. You know what I'm saying? So I do want to throw that out there. Rest in peace to B.B. King. You know what I'm saying? The King of Blues has left the building, and he lived an awesome life. You know what I'm saying? I've got to meet him in the past. He was a good man. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Hey, let's go ahead and get off into some Dial House Radio announcements. If we can have Royalty, go ahead and get that popping for us. Dial House Radio announcements right here on Dial House Radio, baby.
You are tuned in to Dial House Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dial House Radio family by visiting our website at www.dialhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar Rock Daily on the Dial House Radio website. Dial House Radio is home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, email your music submissions to dialhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photo, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dial House Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, dialhouseradio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Lurie, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Beauty and Beats returns with a hot new cast and lots of fun this Sunday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern, along with our Urban Society show airing at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Also, Launchpad Radio returns, hosted by music industry veteran Ian Burke, Thursday, May 7th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Don't miss all the tea Hot Sugar is dishing out. Be sure to follow our Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dollhouse_radio. And be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
Yeah, that was Miss Royalty, host of Beauty and Beast, that airs every Sunday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on Dollhouse Radio. Hey, the Boss Floss, what it is,
what's
though,
good?
Go ahead and get it cracking, baby. Crack that coconut. What you got for them?
For sure. This story right here is out of Tennessee. It's about the Tennessee family that was accused of spending $187 million, which was raised for cancer charities, on themselves. And I don't know, I was wondering if y'all, I don't know if y'all got a chance to or see that or hear about it, but I mean, it's pretty deep. The Federal Trade Commission, in a federal lawsuit joined by 50 states and the District of Columbia, you know what I'm saying, James T. Reynolds, his ex-wife and son raised money through their various charities. And the cancer funds was in Knoxville, Tennessee, and it was affiliated or supposed to be affiliated with the Breast Cancer Society in Mesa, Arizona, and the Children's Cancer Fund of America in Powell, Tennessee. So I don't know. I just thought it was crazy. They created all these charities and then basically just went off and spent the money on themselves. Truth be told, that's kind of ratchet right there. I mean, I don't know how y'all feel about that, but I mean,
I think it's, you know what I'm saying, ratchet.com, you know what I'm saying? That's what hurts, you know, a lot of charities. People sit up and they do things like that, and, you know, when the shit hit the fan, you know what I'm saying, that's why me, myself, I'm not a charitable person when it comes to things like that, because you do hear about so many people running scams or they end up being some sort of pyramid scheme or something like that. I mean, in my opinion, truth be told, you know, they deserve whatever they get. You know what I mean? So, hey, I hope they put them under the jail for real, because, you know, a lot of people, you know, they got bleeding hearts, probably gave their last, you know what I'm saying, to, you know what I'm saying, get it, you know, make that happen. And it was just some bullshit. You out buying cars and whatever, clothes, whatever you was doing, partying. I mean, it's some disgusting shit, truth be told. But hey, what you think about that though, Tom?
Pass money on last, so I mean, truth be told, it's all bullshit. You know what I'm saying? They make their bed, they land them off up, you know what I'm saying? Everything in the dark comes to light, so that's on them, truth be told.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I hope that they, you know what I'm saying, get that together and they make sure that they, like I said, let their ass have it, you know, because that just, you know, that messes it up for the people who really do have charitable causes and things out there of that nature. But, I wanted to talk about, did you guys hear about Suge Knight went to get an MRI? Because, you know, he's been going through some things lately. So he went to get an MRI. Now, you know, he still has, you know, a bullet in him from the Tupac shooting. So he goes to have an MRI done recently, and the bullet started to heat up. So they told him, they, you know, they had to stop what they were doing, and they told him it's something that he needed to take care of and have it removed immediately. And Suge's like, hell to the no, I'm not doing it. I ain't having it. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, it's kind of actually a part of hip hop history, truth be told. Hey, what y'all think about that? Y'all think he crazy or he should go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, that's your health? You know what I'm saying?
Truth be told, Suge got it. Man, Suge always in the news, man, lately. I mean, that dude, he, you know what I'm saying, he already knew he had a bullet in him and he still was, you know what I'm saying, like the little nightclub incident, you know what I'm saying, and the where he almost, you know, ran over somebody. I mean, Suge just, he's just out there, man, for real. I mean, what can you say? You know what I'm saying? You live by the sword, die by the sword, how some of them say it, you know. You about that life, that's what you, you know, those are the type of things that you're going to endure, truth be told.
Yeah, I feel that. You know what I'm saying? Simon, what you think? Should he keep? I mean, it's a part of history. I don't know if he's more just, you know, scared to, you know, actually touch it. But what you think, man?
Yeah. It is what it is. It's your night. It's your night. You know what I'm saying? You play bully. You play pussy, get fucked. So, I mean, at the end of the day, he's just going out his weapon with certain motherfuckers. And you know what I'm saying? It's fucking with a lot of people, but it's just in a fucked up situation. Therefore, I mean, he's going through what he's going through. As far as that bullet fragment is concerned, piece of history, whatnot, I mean, it's a bullet fragment that's in his head. You know what I'm saying? So I would be reluctant, my damn self, if those shoes, I was wearing those shoes, I would be reluctant to fuck with my damn self. So I mean, think about that. Truth be told.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, but me myself, I mean, if I had something, you know what I'm saying, like that going on, I think I'd have to go for my health overall. I mean, if I need procedures done and stuff like that, you know, they can't be scared to, you know what I'm saying, move the bullet. I mean, he kind of seems like the guy, you know what I'm saying, has a thousand lives, you know what I'm saying? So he got more lives than a cat. I don't think, you know what I'm saying,
it's a touchy thing though too, because I mean, like, if they tell you got, you know, a fragment or something or anything, or even something like brain cancer or something, I mean, everybody gets annoyed about surgery, because I mean, you could pass away from the simplest surgery, truth be told. So I mean, you know, I mean, you never know how it is till you in them shoes. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, that's true. True shit, truth be told. I mean, shit, I don't know. He just, I think he could do it. Because, I mean, Suge Knight done been through so much shit. I mean, what that one last time when he got shot up, he got hit, what, like 6 times in the stomach? And he's still walking around. I just think he's a survivor. I just think he can do it, you know what I mean?
Suge probably feeling like one of these times he ain't gonna be so lucky. You hear me? He probably don't even want to close his eyes at night.
Okay,
be told.
Hey, dog has his day. I mean, that's,
mm-hmm.
And Suge made his bed. He laying in motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Truth be told, I mean, after you bully motherfuckers so long, motherfuckers out to get you. That's what got them caught in the last incident. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, it's a fucked up situation to be in, but you know what I'm saying? Hey, karma's a bitch. At the end of the day, truth be told.
Man, I just. Man, Suge, hey. He kind of like in an OJ situation. He just need to sit his ass down. He need to act like an old ass man and just, you know what I'm saying, sit somewhere in the corner of some motherfucker where and just chill out, you know what I'm saying?
George Burns.
Like, huh?
What the fuck kind of shit, act like an old ass man to go sit down? Stop it. George Burns kept it moving all the way. He's down there 100, if not hit that 100. George Burns was still making this bullshit. You ain't got to sit down. Shit, I'd rather be free than live like a prisoner. And I ain't no boy to bring me not court.
How many times you heard about George Burns getting clapped at, though? Suge need to sit his ass down.
Man,
you ain't
heard
about George Burns getting clapped at, though.
Ain't about getting clapped at. It's about the life that you lead. You know what I'm saying? He made his own bed later. It's entertainment. It's fun. And you know what I'm saying? On the outside looking in, but wearing his shoes, it's a different story. You know what I'm saying? But also, you know, it's the lifestyle he portrayed, which is the lifestyle that he built. So he got to live that shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to live it. So, it's 420 somewhere.
You did. So, let's go ahead and take this quick smoke break. Let's get in that Miss Maya. Do it. Right here, Dollhouse.
Go ahead and do it.
Do it.
Go ahead and do it.
Do it.
Go ahead and do it.
Do it.
Go, go, go,
yeah.
Go, go ahead and do it.
Do it.
Go ahead and do it.
Do it.
Go ahead and do it. Do it.
I know I made you wait so long, but I've been craving for you. I've been missing you. so wrong, put you in a zone while I loosen up. Better buckle up, about to put you on. Gonna get you gone. I'ma make you say I like it. I like the way you do it, girl. I like it when you say it, say it. Ooh, I like when you say do it, girl. I like the way you say it, say it. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. Ask me no questions, 'cause I'm taking over. Boy, I'm addicted to ya, and you know how I do when we're alone. I'ma get freaking nasty, let you have it. I'll give you that special treatment if you let me. But body it up and down like hydraulics, I'ma switch it up on your body. Dancing in my soul, I know I'm so wrong, but you in a zone.
Again, that was that Miss Maya, Do It. If you're just now tuning in, you're right here with Truth Be Told on the one and only Dollhouse Radio, baby. We hear each and every Wednesday night. You know what I'm saying? Hit us up, 646-595-4038. We'll be taking calls later on, and if you have something to say, make sure you press 1 or we don't know you want to talk. And I wanted to jump off into this one story that just, I was kind of outdone. We sit up here, we don't want to put our kids in a cocoon. You know, you can't trust, you know, the law officers out here because they killing kids and all kinds of crazy stuff. But this teacher out of Georgia, allegedly, at this point, he was allowing students to have sex in his classroom closet. He was sending texts to a certain young man named Quentin Wright, who was in his math class because he is a math teacher as well as a coach. And he was, like, encouraging them to not use protection and all sorts of crazy things. But, I mean, I don't understand how they let these pedophile-ass people, you know, get into these kinds of positions. So the mom comes across these sexual text messages from his teacher on his phone. And, I said him. So he was soliciting to some of the young men in his class and allowing members of the classroom to have sex in the closet in his classroom. What y'all think about this shady shit? This is crazy. These are our educators teaching our future.
That's I actually seen that on the news and I don't know. It's crazy that these teachers are doing that when these parents are putting, you know what I'm saying, their children's livelihood, you know what I'm saying, and well-being within the hands of these teachers. You see what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know. It's almost coming to a point where, you know what I'm saying, you're going to have to send somebody there to be at school with your children just to make sure, you know, just so you know what's going down. Are they going to have to put cameras, you know what I'm saying, in there and have the teachers and body cameras or something. I mean, it's crazy from you know, looking at it from that angle. But from the flip side angle, I'm wondering where the hell was all these teachers at when we was in school? Like, I mean, shit, you know?
What? Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah,
I hear you now, bro. We hear you now, bro.
I mean, you can't, one bad apple doesn't spoil it for the bunch, first and foremost. You can't necessarily make it a plural thing when it's one teacher that we're talking about. It's sad that there are those that slip through the cracks, you know what I'm saying, slip through and get positions of power and abuse those positions of power, but we have it in every profession. Therefore, I mean, it's a sad time that we live in. As far as that teacher, I hope they throw him the book. You know what I'm saying? Throw the book at his ass, because, I mean, that shit right there, hey, ain't no, you know what I'm saying, we having parent-teacher conferences soon. As soon as I get whiff of the information, whether it's at his house or at his place of employment. I mean, truth be told, it's fucked up, you know what I'm saying? I mean, this is the first that I've heard about this shit, and they gonna put his nuts in a fucking vice, man, because they going to get his ass for that. I mean, who does shit like that? Who can concoct a story in their head to actually do some shit like that? I mean, man, it's sad. It really is disturbing as fuck, truth be told.
I mean, this is like the sixth teacher-owned-student story that I done seen within
right.
the last, you know what I'm saying, a few months. This is the first time I've ever heard of one having sex with them at school, you know what I'm saying? But
I mean, go back in history when you would come along. There were teachers out there. There weren't teachers in Louis, Missouri that we knew of. I mean, there
right.
has been, I'm sure, somebody reported within time. But, I mean, truth be told, bro, I mean, sure, these teachers have been around always. I mean, there are really sick individuals out there, and unfortunately they do slip through the cracks. You know what I'm saying? Because they're that damn good to you know what I'm saying, to get past the security system that's set in place. You know what I'm saying? And fortunately, you know what I'm saying, unfortunately times go by where they, you know what I'm saying, it goes for a minute, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, but within time they got caught, you know what I'm saying? And we definitely got to, I mean, I do agree that there needs to be some type of, you know what I'm saying, rewriting of laws of the book to kind of, you know what I'm saying, keep those type of individuals from, definitely from in our school. You know what I'm saying? Truth be told. Plus, you're a fool talking about where those teachers at. Yeah.
I was just joking, man, but I could think of a couple teachers that I wouldn't have mind, you know what I'm saying, if she would have said, hey, I'd have been like, hey, what's good?
You sure ain't lying. Truth be told.
You know what I mean?
It's sad to say, but
I mean, it's sad to say that, you know, truth be told.
I don't mind.
I mean,
think about the time you spend in the class and the time to sit back with an I don't mind, I think shit. And especially when you got a very attractive a teacher in front of you, you know what I'm saying? Because I can name a couple of teachers. Most of them married, but a lot of them wasn't. You know,
right.
Like, oh, my God. You know, so I'm like, oh, yeah, your husband loves you. Man. So, I mean, it is what it is, man. It's crazy. It's life. I think everybody has sat back and fantasized about their teacher. You know, I don't know how far.
I think so, too.
Some have taken it further than others as far as, you know, within the mind. But, you know what I'm saying?
I know some things I wouldn't mind doing for extra credit, truth be told.
Speaking of that shit, oh, my God. The fuck? Really, Mr. Kid? Is that what we come to? Okay, I got a quick story, you know, but speaking of extra credit, I was chilling, you know what I'm saying, hollering at a good friend of mine and my brother to my sister. You know what I'm saying, about Facebook post that put out there where it said if you put into Google Maps, you put nigga house into the search prompt, it will pull up the White House. So before I brought this story to y'all today, I myself took time to go to Google Maps, and put in nigga house, and voila, the White House comes up.
Get the
what
fuck
the
out of here.
Swear to
nah.
God. You know what I'm saying?
That's
absolutely disgusting.
But they said that in certain states they may not be able to do it, like other things may come up. But there was also as well as the nigga house coming up when you Google search for the White House or what, well, if you just typed in nigga house. Also, they say if you put dumb fucks in, there was another branch of the government, United States Supreme Court's pop up.
What?
Yeah, the United States Supreme Court pops up if you put in dumb fucks.
Hey,
truth be told,
I know they gotta know the motherfuckers that's behind. You know what I'm saying? Google. You can't tell me they not hands on with these people, these individuals that are behind these search engines.
Well,
they gotta be able to filter some of this shit.
I mean, you gotta think there's hackers. I mean, there's hackers out here that are smart enough and know how to get around the system and do shit like that. I mean, that doesn't necessarily have any association to do with Google. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's hackers that go into the system and do shit. You know what I'm saying?
Truth be told, that because Google had talked to TMZ, and they also said that they weren't sure if it was a hacker or if it was a rogue employee that worked for Google. So they put out a spokesperson for Google put out the statement saying, "We apologize for any offense this may have caused. Our teams are working to fix this issue quickly." So, yeah.
They better.
They gotta make fix it. Because I just went to that motherfucker less than 3 hours ago. Maybe actually less than a day. And within the last 6 hours, bro, and bam. I said, "Whoa, you shitting me in the words of my people." You hear me? So,
And that's interesting that you say that, man, because when you think about it, like if you think about the hackers and you think about the you know, quote-unquote computer geeks, I don't really like calling them geeks, but the computer, you know, techs for Google, they're all computer-like, you know what I'm saying? They're all computer literate. It's just some are more computer literate or know more things than others. You see what I'm saying? It's surprising how you said 3 hours ago, you know what I'm saying, that they still hadn't had it fixed. I mean, it's crazy how it takes them so much time to, you know, fix stuff like that.
I heard the story, you know what I'm saying, over 24 hours ago. So, I mean, shit.
Right.
I mean, shit, and that's nothing new. I'm sure the shit, they could have fixed it yesterday. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to take their time due to, you know what I'm saying, it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? It's not about black and white.
You know they're going to drag their feet because it's not important to them.
No. No, enough mm-hmm. people aren't really pissing a fit about it or you know, raising the hell. So,
right.
You know, if you know, it's kind of like they said with the gas prices. If people's not boycotting the prices of the gas, what the fuck is the point in lowering the prices? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't pay it. Shut the fuck up and pay
yeah.
it. Yeah.
And like Thomas say, real quick, you know what I'm saying, it's about the, you know, they ain't pissed off the right people yet. Like, if it was a bunch of their sponsors pissed off, they would have, you know, handled that ASAP, truth be told. So.
Yeah, if it was about the Prophet Muhammad, they would have been fixed that shit.
Yeah.
You see what they did to France when they made fun of them? They wasn't playing.
They do to anybody that makes fun of the Prophet Muhammad.
They raise hell. Yeah, they bring hell to your doorstep. Yeah, shit.
Right.
I ain't fucking with them. I ain't fucking with them.
Hey, man. You know, it's about that time, though. We're going to go ahead and get off into another artist break. We're going to do that Sheree LeRae Mirage, and she is a Dollhouse Radio Spotlight artist. So let's go ahead and get that in rotation real quick for you guys. Sheree LeRae Mirage, right here.
Dollhouse Radio Spotlight artist, baby.
Truth be told.
I'm
Yeah, once again, that was Sheree, LaRae, Mirage. If you're just now tuning in, you right here with Truth Be Told, only on Dollhouse Radio. Hit us up, 646-595-4038. Hey, fellas, okay. So recently, they took the cast of Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, and they had a ratchet state of emergency meeting for them. So what it is you got your sponsors that are pulling out because of all the fighting. But in a sense, the fighting and the drama is what kind of makes the show. So you got your sponsors, their sponsors are pulling out. So they're saying now if somebody gets caught physically fighting, they will be fined for that episode, and that episode will not air. What do you think this will do to that franchise? Because that's, to me, is part of the franchise. That's what people watch it for. Tama, what you think?
I don't watch the bullshit. I watch it for here and there. It is what it is. Business is business. It depends on the sponsors. It has nothing to do with their brand. It has more so to do with the brands that sponsor them. And for those brands that sponsor them, they knew what it was before they entered the game. Therefore, it's not on that brand. So what I would suggest is find the sponsors that will put their name behind and represent, you know, their brand and let them do what they do. Because at the end of the day, they're bringing in ratings. So if the sponsors want to walk, let them walk. Truth be told.
Yeah, but when you start to lose your sponsors, do you really have a show? Because the sponsors is what keeps going.
I understand that. Like I just said, get other sponsors that you know, saying that pretty much, you know, they love what they do, and meaning they're not trying to change what the fuck they do. I mean, and as far as that brand is concerned, putting in a penal system for fighting or something of that nature, it's something they should have within the contract anyway to cover their own ass. So, I mean, it gets crazy because they go overboard with it. And, I mean, you know what I'm saying? If you give them a fucking inch, they're going to take a foot. Truth be told.
Yeah. Lost the boss?
True. I agree with what Thomas said. But also, you know what I'm saying? You got to understand, too, that, you know, the fighting. Whole fighting aspect of Love and Hip Hop, that ain't nothing new. You know, they was, you know, Jerry Springer had them really fight, you know, like really, you know, broadcasting that on the show, and you seen what they did to Jerry Springer. They made him stop showing the fight. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They had straight pan the crowd out into the audience until they, you know, his security pretty much calmed it down. So if they're going to do that to Jerry, you know they're going to definitely put the lockdown on Love and Hip Hop. So, truth be told, I mean, I seen it kind of coming, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, those, I mean, you know what I'm saying, you can make an asshole out of yourself, you know what I'm saying? That has nothing to do with the brand. What you do is what you do. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it really doesn't
affect their brand whatsoever. You know, I just feel like I said with those sponsors, man, let them, fuck that, let them go and do what you do. They make enough money to sponsor their own shit. There's somebody out there, man, network. That's what they need to do, fucking sponsors. That's what I say. Because, man, if, you know, say motherfuckers trying to come in and control what you do. I mean, it's not their fault that certain people watching and want to play monkey see, monkey do. You know what I'm saying? That's on them. You know, that's the life that they got to live. You know what I'm saying? So stop trying to, motherfuckers want to dictate what everybody else doing. But, yeah, it's their responsibility to keep from what's going on television from dictating what's going on in these streets. Stop it.
Right.
And it's hideous, man. It's just control, bro.
Yeah, I agree with you 1,000%, bro. But, I agree with you 1,000% on that. I was just saying that I kind of seen it coming because, you know what I'm saying, I knew if they was going to tone Jerry Springer fighting down and,
right,
you know what I'm saying, that's them coming in trying to have that control, like you said, you know what I'm saying, and,
right,
and that's exactly what they're doing. And then
Nessa going to put some aluminum out of your shit and make some of the men cut off some dresses.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do when I help? They're going to take all sponsorship from you. Fuck you.
Hey, that, and they're going to yell at him like Dave Chappelle, hopefully. I'm funny
right.
without a dress.
Damn right. Shit, what the fuck you thought?
Right.
So, fuck.
They told their ass I'm funny without a dress.
Man, somebody over there getting mad booty call, I would call Mike check.
Oh, man. Oh, man, I'm blowing
up. We promoting Hump Day.
It is Hump Day, ain't it? Hump Day.
Yeah, everybody should be getting off. Everybody should be going off like that.
Hump them and dump them. Simon, what you got on your plate over there, baby?
Something that your ass ain't getting? The fuck?
Why not?
Because every dog get his bone. No, I'm just playing.
Hey, check this. Okay, I was on some land, tricity.com, you know what I'm saying? The headline reads, man hires hookers and his own daughter shows up at the hotel. So, peep it. A man named Titus McDonald. a father of 10 from L.A., said he was having marital problems, so he decided he wanted to go out to Vegas to unwind. So once he got out to Vegas, he decided somewhere within that time that he wanted to order him two prostitutes. So he made the call, and the two prostitutes showed up, and the two prostitutes happened to be his two daughters that left home 3 years ago, you know what I'm saying, because, you know what I'm saying, illegally too strict. So old dude pretty much, he passed out. I ain't going to say famous. That's a big word, bitch word. He ended up going into a panic attack. So this is what he said. I have never gotten a prostitute in my life, McDonald told Las Vegas Weekly. I swear to Christ, but on the eyes, it was my own flesh and blood that showed up. I think this is the Lord's way of bitch slapping me. Okay. So when the man actually, you know, gained conscious of himself, you know, sending himself, he found his daughters down in the casino, you know, saying they had to talk and reconcile because he said that, you know what I'm saying, when they was growing up, he spanked them a lot because he wanted them to get a ballet scholarship. So he wouldn't have to pay that money for college tuition. So, you know, he was one of those parents that was pushing. You know how some guys who don't like basketball, but they moms or their dad constantly push them, they end up becoming stars, but they hate sports. You know what I'm saying? It's one of the situations. So, anyway, he said that they, you know what I'm saying, he told them, you know what I'm saying, they reconciled, in other words. You know, that he said everything was his fault, but his daughter said they're going to continue to prostitute in Vegas. So he said they got his blessings with it, you know, so whatever he do, he supports. So I just thought it was kind of fucked up there, you know, so maybe go to Vegas and order him too, and then the two pop up with his own. Ain't that a bitch? Shut my mouth,
boy.
You know, make this shit
work. Is he still with their mom? Or is he
he
or are they divorced?
They're
he said he was having marital
problems. Yeah, you know, they might be on their way to doomsday after that one. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you know,
they might be like,
you know, the girl,
they might be like married,
mama,
and separated.
You know, now yeah, you know, walk away. You know, let me get away from you for a minute. Let me go out of town. I'll quit my head. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's a fucked up situation. You know what I'm saying? You are the prostitute and your daughters. You ain't seen in 3 years pop up. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna read the quote that he said. He said, I used to just spank and spank on them. I was too tough on them. I just wanted them to excel at ballet and get a ballet scholarship so I wouldn't be on the hook for college tuition. But they didn't like ballet, and I shouldn't have forced ballet on them. Everything is my fault. You know what I'm saying?
What does spanking have to do with ballet, though?
But see,
he was pushing them and pushing them. You know what I'm saying? Not
right.
Like, okay, that's enough for today. You know, there was never that's enough for today. We'll try again tomorrow. It was keep doing it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He was pushing.
And on some truth be told shit, it's like what time I always be saying when he be talking about there's nothing wrong with spanking your children, but it's about what you spanking your kids for. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you spanking your kids because they doing some fucked up shit, some bad shit, then, yeah, they deserve an ass whooping. If your kids don't want to attend ballet, basketball, football, whatever, I don't care what you're trying to put them in. If they don't want to attend that and you spanking them because they don't want to do that, that's some fucked up shit. Truth be told.
You know what I'm saying? Forcing it on them.
You
don't want to do that.
You're forcing it on them.
It's kind of like the parent that don't let their child go outside ever. You can't go out and play with them. No, you can't do this. Then when the child gets older, they be wild as a motherfucker, start sneaking out and everything else. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Simply because they didn't give them, they didn't have that enough, you know what I'm saying, faith in them to believe that they're going to do the right thing when they out of body. You know what I'm saying? And then when they get out of body, like those that get off at college, they go, wow. Girls going wild, guys going wild. You know
and then he goes to Vegas, and then his daughters pop in the room, and he can't tell them shit because they know exactly what they there for, and he know exactly why they there for. So they all looking at each other stupid like,
I would love to have been a fly on the wall at that moment when his two daughters, he called on prostitutes and his kids walk in the room. I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall because I can't even imagine.
What are you doing here? What are you doing here? You know what I'm saying?
No, we know what you're doing here.
Let's go to this next Downhouse Radio first, ladies. Y'all still
hey.
Here.
Hey,
so.
Let's get into it, baby. This is that Nico Smith going in. STL homegrown, baby. Get it in right here. Nico Smith going in. Dollhouse.
Oh, I'll be looking for some trouble tonight. I see some eyes, bad as love is all. Hey, what you drinking? I got you faded, barely intoxicated, making love faces. I'm barely parched, right outside. I live a high profile till I'm just an average guy. The music's loud, let's lose this crowd.
Talented Nico Smith, St. Louis STL homegrown, baby, with Going In. If you're just not tuning in, you on with
Truth be told, right here on Dow House Radio. Hit us up, 646-595-4038. Make sure to push the 1 so we know you want to talk. I see you guys out there, but we don't know you want to talk unless you push that 1. Hey, real quick, I have to send a shout-out to what? Real quick, I can't hear you, Tom. What'd you say?
I said I was laughing with you.
Okay. I need to real quick send this shout out to this mom. She embarrassed her daughter about her Facebook posting. This video went viral. Actually, if you look it up, it's it comes up under Mother Mom Shames FB girl of 13 years old for posting as an adult. Now, this young lady was 13 years old, and I guess somehow mom hacked her Facebook page. So on the Facebook page, she's saying that she's 19 years old, and she, you know, has on a little seductive, you know, ensemble and all that. And she, you know what I'm saying, just front doing, you know, liquid courage, saying a whole bunch of stuff that just ain't true. You know what I'm saying? So the mom takes video of her and makes the daughter repeat verbatim everything that she says out of her mouth. She goes on as to say, tell them you 13, tell them you still watch the Disney Channel, you still got a 10 o'clock bedtime. I mean, she just goes ham, like, and just makes the little girl stand there just saying everything that she says. You know what I'm saying? She's like, anybody who even has you as a friend on a page, y'all pedophiles if y'all don't get off her page, this and this and that. When I say, she said, she's like, you 13, you can't even wipe your own ass. We need more moms like that to intervene with their kids in this social media. I applaud that. What y'all think? Kudos.
There's plenty of moms out there that does that. She's just a mom that actually put it on YouTube and follow through with it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a damn if you don't, damn if you do situation. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like the parent up there in the Baltimore situation where after she did all she did as far as, you know, disciplining her child, telling her child to get your ass from out in these streets before, you know what I'm saying, before you actually become a statistic. You know what I'm saying? Then they try to, you know what I'm saying, pursue, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, drop charges on her for what she did to him out on camera. So, but as I said before, there's plenty of parents that do that, I'm sure. I mean, there's a lot of parents that don't.
Not enough, if you ask me.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can't really say. No one's done a post. There's enough bad kids out here, you can't watch them all. You know what I'm saying? And parents are in their life for a lot of different situations. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they're not here anymore. There's so many things. You know what I'm saying? Some grandparents are just too old to raise the child because they done raised all their children, and by that time, they're not as active as they used to be. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, keep in consideration, not necessarily, I mean, it's good that happened, you know what I'm saying? Maybe that will give the motivation to the parents who don't want to make a move on it, you know what I'm saying, to actually make a move on it. Like, look, you see how she did you, I'm going to do you like that. And then when if a situation like that comes up, then it's up to that parent to follow through, truth be told.
Right. The boss flaws?
truth be told, this big shout out to what she's doing, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I agree with Tama, you know, on this one. There's a lot of moms out there doing this. You know what I'm saying? Everybody just, a lot of people don't want their dirty laundry aired out like that. You know what I'm saying? So,
I mean, people worship the bad shit that's done, but they never give praise to the good shit that's done.
Right.
And think about
right.
That, like in hip hop. There's, you know what I'm saying? Like, I read a story about Lazy Bone was on his way somewhere. I want to say, Colorado or somewhere, if I'm not mistaken, and you know what I'm saying, they seen a guy swerve while they was, you know, a guy that was in front of them while he was on the tour bus when they go do a concert, and dude swerved because he had a diabetic attack. So they got out and helped that man, but there's not shit that you hear about on the world news. You know what I'm saying? They don't praise
right.
The good shit that's done, but the bad shit, as soon as Lazy Bone get into a fist fight, oh, Lazy Bone makes the world news. We got Scott Pelley telling everything and don't know shit about who. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You tell, man, come on now. It is what it
real
is.
Tough.
There's a lot of parents out here that do the shit. You know what I'm saying? I know quite a few mamas here in the STL that I'd be like, damn, I didn't think this shit still exists. Oh, this one I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Should be told.
Right.
No, the boss flaws. Floss the balls.
What it do for you, baby?
Nothing much, nothing much. What's good with you?
Huh?
I said, what's good with you? you see how I threw her off? Yeah. No,
everything
I wanted to give a... I wanted to give a shout out to I know y'all probably heard about it, Chink's drugs death, or you know what I'm saying, his murder. They were saying that he died on the 17th. He was shot. For those who don't know, he's a member of French Montana crew. You know what I'm saying?
The Coke Boys.
Yeah, Coke Boys. And they were saying New York police was saying that the murder of Chinks could possibly be involved, could be stimulating from a murder of his music mentor, Stack Bundles, who he was murdered in 2007. And I don't know, Chinks, whose real name is Lionel Pickens, you know, he died and he was gunned down in his car in Briarwood, I think it is.
Briarwood.
Yeah, Queens, around 4 on the 17th, you know what I'm saying, this month. So big RIP to Chink's drugs, you know what I'm saying? I mean, this killing amongst, you know what I'm saying, each other, you know what I'm saying? All of us got to stop, man. It's just, it's crazy. Yeah. We already got to watch the popees, man. I mean, it ain't even no need for niggas to be even killing each other anymore. You know what I'm saying? Truth be told,
Nick Mills took a shout out to him on Instagram, and this is what he wrote. He put, "That's exactly why I don't play in the streets. Chinks to French is like O'Malley to me. I tell O'Malley and my real day ones, get out the hood no matter what it costs or the circumstances. It's nothing that add up to losing your life at a young age. Niggas killing niggas that's trying to win. I got love for my people in the hood, but I don't fuck with the hood no more. You know what I'm saying? I don't agree with the rules. Most of that shit stupid to me now because I learned that it has nothing to do with having money. Seeing shit like this always happens. Seeing shit like this always makes my heart cold and makes me act in cold ways towards my own people. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. And he said what's real. You know what I'm saying? To me, when it comes to the state of hip hop, a lot of these motherfuckers need to stop stunting like you motherfuckers killers. Because if you're a killer, you're not gonna give a fuck where you at. If you go by the gun, if you're a killer, that's the way you wanna go out, by the motherfucking gun. So to me, these niggas that are talking out is, you know what I'm saying, man, fuck it. If you ain't a hood, nigga, stay the fuck out the hood. That's all I got to say. You know what I'm saying? All some truth be told shit. All these niggas acting like they talking this body shit on wax, but you niggas scared to go in the hood. So niggas stop making hip hop and make hip hop. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Keep the shit real. Truth be told, I just had these pussy ass motherfuckers out here acting stuff like they want money, don't make you tough motherfuckers. Shit, with or without you, gonna bleed. If you cry, if you talk about this life, you gonna bleed. If you don't talk about it right, nigga. Truth be told.
Right.
Right.
Just real talk.
Stop making me naked ass nigga.
Hey, what is the game? One of the most likely people you think would do a dating show? He apparently is, you know, what?
I'm glad you mentioned that, Cat. Yeah, I know I called him out 2 shows ago. Why he was here last Wednesday at McDonald's? He let everybody know he was at McDonald's. Y'all think he was calling me out?
Yeah, I saw the video, man. He was back there going ham.
I thought he was saying, who was that motherfucker here a week later? You hear me?
Right.
Yeah.
I wish I had a lot. I would have showed up, bro. I would have showed up. You know me. Ain't no pussy in my blood. No way.
Right, right.
Even if I just ate some pussy, ain't no pussy in my blood, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I wish I had known. I swear to God, somebody said, hey, did you go see the game? Well, what? What you mean, nigga? You know what I mean? Did you go see the game? What? Give a fuck about that shit.
He was over in Ferguson straight kicking him. I know my niece and my nephew, when he took a picture with the kids, they in the little picture that they had on TMZ when he was over in Ferguson.
Right.
That's fucked up. I'm like, damn, when I heard about it, I said, damn, did he answer my challenge? And I didn't know. When I told him, maybe he was coming to give you. You know, guys don't make mistakes. I wish I had to know, because I swear to God, for the brand of Truth Be Told, for the Dog brand, for my brand, I've been there. Took a picture with a man thing if need be. I've been there. Hey, Sloth, snap this picture for me, because I've been there.
Right.
No bullshit. I didn't even know. I wish I had to know. I'm sorry, Mr. S.A. You talking about the game. You're going to go to break anyway. But, I mean, that shit threw me off. I meant to say something to y'all anyway, and I mean this shit. But I said, oh, man, I forgot all about it. When you mentioned the game, I said, fuck, no. Nah. I sure want to miss this shit.
Man, like, I'm sure if he... For real, on some Truth Be Told shit, I'm sure if he was calling you out, bro, he would have said your name. He know.
Nah, man, you know what I'm saying? Who am I to the game? He ain't gonna give me that fame. Shit, but he was here. He let it be known he was here. Shit, nigga, if you want to talk to me, me here. I wish I had got the memo he was there, because I swear to God, God is my witness, I would have went there, you know, just to see. Damn it, did you call it because I called you here? Oh, shit, fuck it then. Welcome to St. Louis. Here. Shit, I ain't trying to kill him. Shit, we could have threw some hands. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got to have... You know, that's what's wrong with these young punks 9 days. They want to grab a strap before they put on some motherfucking boxing gloves. Nigga, meet me in the street. Let's put on some gloves. We can go without gloves. Shit, give a fuck. Nigga, I'm Bruce Lee Cut. You know my name, nigga.
Really?
Fuck.
Really? Okay, so while Kama sits there and imagines being Bruce Lee Cut, we gonna get off... into this tour with Lotion, man. I don't know what this man talking about, some Bruce Lee Cut. I asked him to send me a picture. He sent me a stick figure. Anyway.
Damn.
Right.
Damn.
Tour with Lotion.
Damn right.
Listen.
Who sent you the stick figure picture?
Not you,
damn,
Ninja.
You damn right I did.
Listen.
You damn right I did.
Right here in the dollhouse, baby.
You looking kind of super fly yourself, baby. You got to be super fly if you're Miami. So in the long run, it's all about that paper, ain't it? Jones.
If you're looking for a real woman, here I am with my dukes up. So you better understand, I won't accept nothing but a real man. Initiate the night and let me take your hand. We can get closer and closer to you. It's what I recommend. Your selfish ways make me colder. Maybe I'll get into your head. You see, you're not listening. Hey, oh, it's not make believe.
No, take a leave.
So listen to me. Hey, oh, listen to me.
Listen to me.
Your intentional debate, I'm gonna get lost in a greater case. I won't say that you're getting in my way. Just know that there's no physical delay. I've been through this over and over, so I hope you can comprehend. Don't need to look over my shoulder, and I don't wanna be misled. You see, you're not listening.
Not like no suit and tie,
no.
Not too much they can do with I. Look too good to the human eye,
yep.
More like when the Coopers fly,
huh.
Look like a star when I'm shooting by. Girl see me get googly eye. Don't know me, you can Google eye. Got a few things that you could try. I'ma be cool, let you decide. Jump on a jet, shoot through the sky. You look like something I can utilize. I shoot a ride, root the sky. Ice up cross, crucify. Louis Vuitton, Louis fly. Turn your ass out on a Gucci high.
You're not listening.
Listen to me.
You're not listening.
You're not listening.
And
Harlem.
Right.
Superfly.
Jimmy.
Yeah, yay. Hey, that was Tour with Lotion with Listen. If you're just not tuning in, you hear what you'll be told on Dot House Radio, 646-595-4038. Push that one so we know you want to talk to us. Hey, real quick, what do y'all think about them trying to make Harriet Tubman the first person to African-American descent to be put on American currency, trying to put her on the $20 bill? What y'all think about that? Is she the one?
I think
it's bullshit because she should be on that $100 bill.
I don't think nothing of it. Because it ain't official to the fucking official. So I don't think nothing of it. Get my hopes up for what? You know what I'm saying? For setting the fuck around and shit. Who can I say? For them to fuck around and put, what's that, Terry Crews on the motherfucking $2 bill? What? Fuck it. I don't give a fuck. Nothing. I don't think nothing of it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I do. I do feel like it is, another little, it might be a little, not even a whole inch, maybe a centimeter, pushing forward. It would be nice to see someone of African-American descent on American currency. Not that I'm getting overly excited about it, but even for them to propose it is. Of course, it's truth be told.
Can I say something? Now,
sure.
Klaus, you can agree with me on this. Now, listen to you. You talking about Harriet Tubman, which, you know, said love of the death, as we all, you know what I'm saying, hey, worship the ground that she walked on. You know what I'm saying? But nothing taken from her. But all the currency, American currency, has American presidents on it. Why are we pushing for Barack Obama to be on the fucking dollar bill? Why does it, let's go to the first black woman on the dollar bill. Why is it that we've already crossed out having the first black American president on American currency, and we're talking about Harriet Tubman? But yet,
because that's who they voted for.
I mean, we're blinded by the smoke screen because they actually thought about, they're tossing out, they're putting the black face on some American currency. But yet we're not thinking logically to say, why not have our first black American president on some American currency? Don't that make more sense, people? So like I said, I don't think nothing of it. Nothing of it. Come on, man. Stop.
In agreeing with him and saying that, I think, forget putting Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill. Give all black people $20,000 in the name of Harriet Tubman or something. You know what I'm saying?
Let's be realistic here. I mean, that's a deep conversation that you just ran from. You know what I'm saying? I want to stop him when he took it to comedy land. And let's go. Let's think about putting Barack Obama on a $20 bill. Let's start there nothing taken from you. I'm saying you took it and made a comedy. Let's look at it on a realistic level. We're already clapping our hands because of, they're talking about putting Harriet Tubman on, but yet no one's pushing for the first black American president to go on currency when every other piece of currency in America has a black president on, a white president on it. So why are we denied the white president on American currency? But we get into the notion of a black person on American currency. Come on, y'all, wake up, man. There's too much hate in the blood. I mean, come on, man.
You're so passionate about it. It only takes one person. Why don't you start the ball rolling? It only takes one, right?
It makes perfect sense, bro.
But I'm just saying, man, I wasn't going to comedy land with that $20,000. I wasn't playing.
I would love to see a black, beautiful Nubian princess on any piece of currency, whether it's African or any piece of currency. Damn sure American. But I'm talking about after all of these years of oppression, and we finally get a black president, they throw somebody up. They talk about putting the blackface on American currency. You don't mention the president first. How disrespectful is that? But no, we so fucking brainwashed when we're saying, "Oh my God, you know, a black person on a, we have a black president sufficient. Go to the black president. Put the black president on the $20 bill. Let's talk for real. Other than that, they're not talking about shit. Truth be told, what are they talking about? They talking a bunch of gibberish. That's bullshit. You know what I'm saying? That's like, that's smoke screen, baby. Come on, man. Black folks, wake up. Man, fuck that. We push for our black president to be on the $20 bill. You know, I love Harriet Tubman and would take a bullet for her right now. Truth be told. But on some truth be told shit, on some really real shit, the American currency was meant for the American president. Put the American president on the $20 bill. Let's not talk about nobody until you do that. Truth be told.
Hey, I feel that plight, but being a muddish African American, I'm happy to see any person of color on American currency. Truth be told,
you'd be happy to put Urkel on
that. That's my opinion.
So you sounded like the happy house nigga. Feed me, scrap master. What the fuck you mean? We got a black president now. You saying it's not a major deal that before they mentioned having a black president, now that we got one, when they talk about putting a black face on American on a current piece of currency, they don't mention Barack Obama.
You trying to put words in my mouth because that didn't come out of my mouth. That's not what I said.
But that's basically what you're saying. Fuck that. But fuck that. I'm fighting for mine. I wanna see the first black American president be the first black face on American currency. All that with me, shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what we gotta do. Shit, we need to put up a petition. What is going on? It's all going wrong.
Speaking of the first black president, and did y'all see that how many hits he got when he started that? Well, they started the page, but
he started.
That's his page.
He has a Barack Obama Twitter page that's been out since day one. That's the page that his people control. He controls POTUS page.
The POTUS page is staying with Congress, bro. Every president is going to be on the POTUS page. That is staying with Congress. It's going to go with whoever comes. About why he's president, yeah.
Right. Of course he's going to take it out.
Because he was tweeting. Huh?
I said, of course. When he's out of the office, he's no longer the POTUS. The president of the United States.
Right.
Of course not. Yeah, but as of right now, that's the first page that he has to have control over. He didn't have control over his original Twitter page. That's the one that his people control. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This page he controls. That's his page currently.
Right.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I know what you're saying. And this person, hopefully it's a LOTUS. You know, the LOTUS, they said First Lady of the United States, which would be Hillary Clinton.
Right.
If I would say.
They already trying to get up with them scandal thing. I mean, with that them emails, though.
Everybody in Congress got skeletons in their closet. You know
I already
saying?
Know.
No. You know what I'm saying? That's dope.
Hey, real quick.
As much as possible.
That's true. But look, real quick, on some crazy shit real quick before this break, did y'all see the video with that dude having sex with that car in Brazil?
What?
Oh, what? Man. That nigga was humping the tailpipe of this car in Brazil, man. That video is so motherfucking funny. Oh, excuse me.
The fuck
me, out
of here.
Ooh, I ain't playing. I am not playing. Happening
I
got to
find
man.
It.
Can,
well,
hey, it's so funny.
You know it. You know it was a tight fit because he would have lost this shit in the process of all the pumping.
Hey, man,
I was
the video, everybody. I ain't even good.
Stop.
Oh,
now,
man.
I don't know much about cars, but I do know a little bit I mean, where did he lubricate himself? I mean, because tailpipe is pretty dry.
I'm sure he did.
Or did
I'm
the car
saying.
Come on him?
Yeah,
somebody
blew out all bad emissions on his dick.
Man, that's just fucking bad dick.
I'm sorry, I'm bad.
I'm not even trying to paint that motherfucking picture.
Yeah. I guess everybody has some kind of freaky fetish, and I guess that's his. I mean, hell, you got people out here that's having sex with animals.
So he went for inanimate objects, huh? He just went for shit that.
Whatever floats
that's
your
crazy.
Boat, as long as, you know what I'm saying, you ain't in danger. No, as long as it was his car. Now, if I came outside and he was humping my car, I would have a problem with that. But as long as it's
you
his car.
You have a problem with that.
Yeah, if he was outside humping my car, I'd have a problem with that. But as long as he's humping his own shit, hey, do your thing. You probably, you pay your own car notes, you put your own gas in it. Hey, do it. Do your thing. Do your thing.
I think the first thing I would do, I would get mad if he was fucking with my car, but I'd probably start bugging up first because that video is funny as a motherfucker. Y'all got to check it out.
Got to check that one out, man. What is it under? You know? You remember?
Just type in, this man is having sex with his car tailpipe.
Man,
ridiculous shit. You can't make this shit up. Hey, we're going to go ahead and jump off into another chronic break, baby. It's 420 again somewhere right now. But we're going to get off into that Jaquan, Me Too, right here on Dial House Radio, baby.
Truth be told.
Let go.
Just got shit, Me Too. Got a lot of diamonds around your neck. Hanging down in diamond earrings, bitch. Got a baby mama that's a wreck. It's checks. I'm throwed in the fence with flows. It's harder than back. True, he put the clothes, but the gold that glows on the neck. Yeah, but with gold, then I'm flat. The rappers I pose as a threat. Trip, I'm exposing the tech. I fall like rose in the neck. I'm a wear no sinner. Bitch, come with me, this get no dinner. Maybe two things, yeah, maybe one pill, yeah, maybe one drink. Then I finna go and I wake up in the morning and I just can't remember. All I know is she sung and she sung like a sinner. When I was in her, tap, tap, when I was in her. Fuck that night, I remember. Yeah,
just got a shit, Me Too. Got a lot of diamonds around your neck. Me Too. Hanging down and diving, I respect. Me Too. Got a baby mama that's a wreck. Me Too. About to pull up in a bed. My condoms is extra long. I friends, I sign them and let them ride around. I got extra calls. Tryna go where I've been before. Turn to Jaquan, money make a seminar.
Just got a check, Me Too. Got a lot of diamonds around your neck.
Me Too.
Hanging down and diving, yeah, respect.
Me Too.
Got a baby mama that's a wreck.
Me Too.
About to pull up. Anticipating on me, yeah. These fans still
believe.
Bitches waiting on me, yeah. They niggas ain't on me, yeah. That's it, we don't need. Yeah. Slavers waiting on me, yeah. Anticipating on me, yeah. Fans still believe. Me too, nigga.
Me too.
Crying for the
record.
Gotta
come hit him. Homie, Me Too.
Hey, you put your CD on the
man. Hey,
got a baby mama that's a wreck.
Me Too.
in effect. Me too, nigga.
Yeah, that was Jaquan, Me Too. Hey, you just not tuning in. You right here with Truth Be Told on Dollhouse Radio, baby. And, hey, fellas, anybody got anything they need to get up off their chest? Because it's about that time to say goodbye to all of our good friends. Oh, I didn't have a song made up like the Mickey Mouse Club or anything. I just was kind of going with it.
To all of my friends. Should have gave us the lyrics to that one.
I know, right? Hey, man, I want a shout out.
Right, I want to give a shout out. I want to give a shout out to the whole Dollhouse family. Salute to the sexy Endaya Morrell, and come check us out, the whole HPENT family. Salute. Come check us out Friday at Cicero's. We'll be in the building. Doors open at 8 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? Truth be told.
Oh, that's what's up. I'm going to have to – you said that's this Friday?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, shit. Okay. Got to maybe slide through or something. Come check y'all out. I ain't never got to
for
see
sure,
y'all
for
in
sure.
action.
We're going to be in the building. So
that's what it do. That's what it do. Timer. What's up, baby?
This is a great show tonight. Big shout out to Dollhouse Radio, the movie, Truth Be Told Dad, all our listeners online. So you know I'm still listening in the queue. Be sure to email us on your mouth. 314@gmail.com and at the real Mr. Tom on Twitter. Big shout out to Miss Royalty and AMR Artistry. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
And she'll see you next week.
Happy
birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Royalty. Appreciate you. Love you for everything you do. And, like, again, shout out to the whole Dollhouse family. Hey, we here every Wednesday night right here on Dollhouse Radio. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tune on in because we get it in. So, you know what I'm saying? We'll be here next week again. Same bat time, same bat channel, Dollhouse Radio. And on that note, check me out, MZ_STL at Twitter. And on that note, I'm out. Done.
You done it.
Thank God. I thought it was
going to be over. Anyway.
Truth be told.
Yeah, it sounds good when you talk that shit. But we're going to get up out of here with that old Tiffany Fox. Don't trust him. Right here.
It's Tiffany Fox, nigga.
Truth be told.
Represent all the ladies out there. Just getting it on their own. Represent for the real gold.
DJ Scream, nigga.
It's King Fox, your
thing. I don't trust nobody staying by your side, nigga. I don't trust him, I don't trust him.
Married to money, you hoes not alone. Niggas be wasting your time. Fuck any penny or dime. That's anything. I pay and no, never mind. No nigga is ever mine. Dick got a mind of his own. I want him, I need him. I wanna say I love him. Nah, never mind. These niggas be out with these hoes on the low and they all be telling lies. Why go through his phone and find what I already know? So why keep it G when the day I leave he gon' be broke? I promise myself I won't be a statistic. With my new nigga in the
you
middle of the
Pacific. You gon' make me get inside, nigga. I don't trust him, I don't trust him. Stayin' by your side, nigga. I don't trust him, I don't trust him. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love him, but he know that I don't trust him. I don't trust him. I
cliche when I'm out of town. When I'm out of town. So naive, but look at me now.
Look at me now.
Look at me now, boy. Palmer come around, boy. See the next nigga that's fucking your bitch. Don't let it get you down, boy. These niggas dog, that's why I'm like down, boy. When I come around, boy. Make you get sick for your stomach, cause you mess up on the woman. Get your shit up off the ground, boy. Cause I tried to, been lied to, and I don't like it. He gon' do the same to you, cause I'm fake.
Cause I know me and my bitches done with being pissed off. Cause it ain't a nigga
you gon' make me get a side, nigga.
I don't trust him, I don't stand by your side, nigga.
Chase bread, aw damn, she got a bird brain. Ain't nothing but trilling me, aw man, silly me. I just bought a crib, 3 stories, that bitch a trilogy. And you know I'm rolling weed and sucking up the ozone. I got a bitch that text me, she ain't got no clothes on. And then another one text me, yo ass next. And I'ma text yo ass back like I don't fuck with you. You little stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little dumb ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. I got a million trillion things I'd rather fucking do than to be fucking with you, little stupid ass. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do.
Got a million things on my mind, executive deals online, limited amount of time, chasing these dollar signs, and you ain't on your grind. You liable to find me up in the MGM casino in the deep. Fucking off Eddie, I could have put on property. From the bait to the murder mitt, my niggas put murder missions. She choosing, that's her decision. Free my niggas in prison. On the phone with a bitch who can't do shit for a pimp, but make a nigga hella rich. Got a blunt in my dental, blowing hemp in a rental. On my way to Sacramento, late night, Arsenio. I'm never sentimental, go hard or go homeless. Really, hardly a chromeless. You might end up domeless. I bet you she into me, her cheddar she giving me. I make a bitch stand outside forever like the Statue of Liberty. Rest in pimp C, underground king of the South. I raise my styrofoam up and put some drink in my mouth. Why you always coming around with bad news? Say you want me to win, but hope I lose. Asking if I rock with other niggas in the crew. But them niggas cool. It's just that
bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little dumb ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. I got a million trillion things I'd rather fucking do than to be fucking with you. Little stupid ass, I don't give a fuck, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, I don't, I don't, I don't.
give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do.
I got a new chick that I gotta thank God for. I got a new whip that I gotta thank the lot for. Yeah, I got a lot, but want a lot more. Yeah, we in the building, but I'm trying to take it to the top floor. I swear I hear some new bullshit every day I'm waking up. It seems like nowadays everybody breaking up. That shit could break it down if you lose a good girl. I guess you need a bad bitch to come around and make it up. I guess drama makes for the best content. Everything got a bad side, even the conscience. Now you're drinking till you're unconscious. Feel me when you get a fine bitch. Just don't forget to read the fine print. Life got me meditating like I'm in the Himalayas. Keep a G with the L it on me like the elevator. Yeah, I know that karma too real, so I hope you doing cool. But still, stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. Little stupid ass, I ain't fucking with you. I ain't fucking with you.